5 is.
Oh, yes, it's just the best thing that happened to our family.
I love 5 is.
Life would not be the same without 5 is.
Yeah, it's just something that everybody does.
Everybody's listening to Safer Hormitzes with 5ish Finkel.
The following is an IQ test. It's very simple. Even I passed. All you gotta do is answer the following multiple choice questions. And if you get 2 out of 3 right, that will prove that you indeed have an IQ. Are you paying attention? Well then, I hope you are. Okay, here we go. Question number 1. If you're walking down the street and it comes to a point where you gotta cross the street, before doing so, do you A. close your eyes and look both ways? B. leave your eyes open and look up and down? C. look right, then left, 2 times. D. stand on your head and scream, Mommy. Or E. all of the above. Now think really hard, but don't think too much because it might hurt. If you answered A, God bless you. If you answered B, you should just turn around and go back home. If you answered C, you are right. So you're 1 for 1. But if you answered D, you should seriously consider seeing a psychiatrist. And if you answered E, well then, I guess that you should just stop thinking. Anyways, let's move on. After all, this is very important. Question number 2. If it comes to a certain stage in your life, and you make an honest resolution to change your socks, do you A. forget that resolution, B. change them, but only with your friend's socks, C. be a devout 5ish Finkel fan, and say to yourself, no, 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 I will not change my socks, 10 times. D. go ahead and actually make that courageous step and change your socks, or E. none of the above. Okay, you can stop thinking. If you chose A, then let me ask you something. Why did you make that resolution to change your socks in the first place, huh? If you chose B, I don't think you'll have friends anymore. If you chose C, bingo, you got it, so you are 2 for 2. But if you chose D, I'm gonna be the only guy left with same socks. And if you chose E, then you're just an average IQ. You ain't no genius to me. So okay, the last and final question. This may very well be the question that'll either make it or break it. So close your eyes and ears and think real hard, okay? Are you ready? Can you still hear me? Okay. Question number 3. What is today's mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? A. that if it's cold outside, you should wear a sweater. B. that if you're tired, you should go to bed. C. negative mitzvah number 252, that we are not allowed to hurt a convert's feelings. D. that you should not play basketball with a bowling ball. Or E. half of the above. Well, you are about to discover your IQ. If you picked A, you should scratch the right side of your forehead 3 times. If you picked B, maybe learn a little bit more about the definition of the word mitzvah. If you picked C, congratulations and mazel tov, you are a winner and an IQ member. But if you picked D, then perhaps you should use your bowling ball instead of your basketball. And if you picked E, well then, how about you just start this whole IQ test from the beginning? And just by the way, if you don't know what an IQ is or what an IQ test means, then I strongly suggest that you seriously consider stop listening to this.
I had a plan.
It was so exciting. Get more of 5ish Finkel here tomorrow.
Wait,
same time.
Same place.
And
same socks!